This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I don't know if Katy Perry's up there doing some Giants pods. I know she was out.
She was up there for 10 minutes. Calm down.
She might have done a podcast for 10 minutes.
She had to kiss the ground when she made it back to Earth. You were gone for 10 minutes.
That's an American hero right there, Katy Perry. You watch your mouth. New episodes are coming every week, so make sure you are subscribed wherever you listen to podcasts. Number one concern. If I was to say to you, Mark, your number one concern for the Dubs heading into this series is what?
You don't get enough scoring from the role players. Moses Moody's shot is, he doesn't find it.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment. All so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
I think that's my number one concern. I have more confidence in Pajemski than I do Moody, but you can kind of put them in the same bucket. You could also throw Heald in there. Draymond, I guess, although you know that he's going to impact you positively on the other end of the floor, and even if he's not hitting shots, just what he does to help Steph makes him a positive offensively as well. But like what happened on Tuesday versus the Grizzlies, Steph and Jimmy combined for 75. There might be a game in this series where they do that, and they by themselves might win you a game, maybe two in a seven-game series. But in order to win a playoff series, you're going to need Pajemski to average close to 15. You're going to need Moody to get you 12 points a game. You're going to need Heald to make a couple of threes. So my number one concern is you're not going to get enough support offensively from the others. Like I'm not that worried about in this series specifically, it could impact down the road, but this series specifically, the physicality or the Warriors' energy level, I'm not that worried. Jimmy Butler is just on a different planet when it comes to postseason. He played 48 minutes versus the Clippers, took a Kawhi Leonard flying knee to the thigh, was limping around postgame, and then just said, yeah, I'll play domino, drink some coffee, I'll be good. And then he was...
Play some dominoes, drink some coffee. That'll help me feel better.
Mm-hmm. And then he played, what, 40-plus minutes on Tuesday?
He did.
2 days later after one day off and scored 38 points? I'm not worried about the physicality and the Warriors being smaller than the Rockets and, you know, the Warriors being a 37-year-old Steph, 35-year-old Jimmy and Dre, and them being tired. I'm just worried about the others, the shooting of Moody and Pajemski specifically not being enough to support the big three.
My number one concern, and we're doing number one concerns here for the Warriors heading into this series against the Houston Rockets, 888-957-9570. Health of Stephen Curry right now.
That's your number one concern.
It's heading into the series and potentially coming out of the series. His health and status is going to be what? There's a lot of wear and tear on this guy. He's had a deal with a tumultuous season thus far, getting Jimmy Butler, getting away, Andrew Wiggins getting traded away. There's been a lot on his plate mentally, physically, all of it. And the weight of an entire franchise and fan base is on his shoulders. This team is only going to go as far as Stephen Curry will take them. I think a lot of people take it for granted. I do not. He has been incredible. How is he going to be able to attack this defense that is going to be hounding him? That is my biggest concern heading into this. It's not that he can't do it. It's that what are they going to do to try to rough him up, per se? I don't know what Dylan Brooks is going to do. He's going to do something dirty to him. I know that. There's going to be at some point in this series, he is going to go after Stephen Curry, and that is concerning for me if I'm a Warriors fan. Some knuckleheadness, buffoonery, I don't know what he's going to do, but they're going to do something. Ime Udoka is going to be talking his talk. They're going to try to beat him down physically, and his status is my number one concern in this series. I know what he can do when he's healthy, but they're going to try to take that health away from him. I know that.
That's not new, though. That's been the strategy for Steph for a long time.
But this Rockets team's different. Lakers aren't trying to do that. The Timberwolves aren't trying to do that. Oklahoma City, the Rockets are going to try to beat him down physically. That's what they're going to, that's their bread and butter. That's from the head coach specifically.
There are certain teams that are more capable of doing that than others.
They're the most capable.
But this is not new to Steph. This is not new to Steph.
He hasn't been 37 years old, Mark. He is 37.
He looks pretty damn good to me.
This is different. This isn't the Memphis Grizzlies who, you know what, God love them. They're not the Grindhouse. There's not Zebo, Tony Allen. It's Marc Gasol. That's not that team anymore. Mike Conley.
Yeah, but the son of the greatest defender of all time, Scottie Pippen Jr., was harassing him, grabbing him off the ball.
I actually liked his game. I know the box score is kind of all over the place. I thought he showed up pretty damn well in that series. And Zach Edey, they have some young talent there in Memphis, but overall, they're not the Houston Rockets. They're not.
I think we're overreacting to what Houston did to Steph the last time they played. 1 for 10 from the field, 3 points. I hear you. It was not great. Houston did an awesome job, and that was an important Warrior game. But you also have to remember, one, what the Warriors were coming off, which was 5 straight wins, including wins over the Grizzlies, the Lakers, and the Nuggets.
I remember.
Those 3 games over the course of 4 days.
They had a day off between that. Let's not act like they didn't have 24 hours to rest.
Yes.
And also, it was a night game after that.
Yes.
Let's not act like that.
I'm not.
Like, come on.
I'm not, but.
Get a sauna.
Warriors, okay, the mistake was losing to the Spurs. The Warriors felt they could lose that game to the Rockets. Not that they weren't trying for it, but you're not putting a game plan in for that Houston game, when you don't absolutely need it, and when you feel like you've got a Houston series potentially down the road. You give Steve Kerr and this coaching staff an opportunity to game plan for that Houston defense. You know they're going to be grabbing Steph off the ball. You know they're going to be doing every trick in the book, which teams have already tried versus Steph for years.
I don't think anyone else in the playoffs, I know we're all kind of like, it's Fleming said it, Dave Fleming, joined us, voice of the Giants, knows all thing Bay Area sports. He was saying he doesn't think, the Rockets, he thinks that was the worst matchup possibly for them. You know, in a way, like, I think any team the Rockets would have played probably, other than maybe like the Grizzlies or something, outside of them, like they were going to be the underdogs in almost all of them. I truly believe that. I think if you looked at the Lakers, if you looked at the T-Wolves, you looked at the Nuggets, the Clippers, I think all those teams would have been favored over them. So I do think they're relishing the opportunity to try to end the Warriors and Stephen Curry. Well,
of course
Jimmy Butler.
They are.
No.
They hate the Warriors.
Exactly. But I do think they have the most physical talent top to bottom with size, strength, and athleticism. Not shooting the ball. Let's get that clear. Not shooting the ball, which ultimately is the goal of the game, to get the ball in the hoop. They do not do that very well compared to the other teams. But defensively, I do think they might be the best team in the Western Conference, and they're going to go up against the same. I do think they're going to take a pound of flesh in this series. Let's go to the calls, though, Mark. They've been hanging on tight. Let's go to Mike in San Francisco. Mike, your biggest concern for the Warriors heading into the series. Good morning.
Yeah. Thanks for taking my call. First time caller, but long time listener.
Love it.
I really enjoy the show. Hey, I agree with Mark. I think it's the role players scoring that's the biggest thing here. I mean, we've seen it again and again in big games. Teams know how to suffocate Curry. And they're going to do that, and they're going to be mauling him off the ball. So we know our game plan is going to be top-notch defense. I have no concerns about our defense. My concern is that, you know, even when Butler's hot, he goes to the hole and he kicks it back more than half the time. And when Curry gets trapped, he needs somewhere to go. And those role players need to capitalize. And I saw way too much hesitation the last couple of games from all of the role players. So those guys need to step up if we're going to win.
That's Mike in San Francisco. He's saying the role players need to step up. He was talking about the suffocating defense. It sounded like his phone was suffocating him. Hope you're okay.
Yeah, his connection needs to step up.
Yeah, that was tough. But hey, he agrees with Mark. He says, you know, the role players and scoring. Ultimately, it's baked into the equation. Your big boys have to perform and step up. I think we're all kind of like saying they will. And it's the others, right? That Shaq likes to say on Inside the NBA on TNT. The others stepping up because that's how, you know, the Boston Celtics won last year. Yes, it was Jaylen Brown. Yes, it was Jason Tatum. But it was all the other guys stepping
up. Drew Holiday and Derek White.
Peyton Pritchard, right? Al Horford at times. Old man Al Horford. So, yeah, there's going to be some moments in some games. And you mentioned, I think, Lonnie Walker earlier in the show. Like, that was the difference of the series. One of their guys stepped up and one of your guys.
Freaking Walker.
Right?
Kane's legend.
But he was in Lithuania last year.
He's back in the league now. Show some respect. All right. What's wrong with Lithuania? Didn't the Valkyries just draft someone from Lithuania?
Yeah. Yusté Jokšytė.
There you go. Come on. Let's go. That was much better pronunciation.
Say that again.
Yeah. Yusté Jokšytė. At least that's how the WNBA commissioner pronounced it. Okay. So I'm going with that.
Okay. Yeah. It's not like commissioners have been known to butcher things. Shout out to
that happens.
Roger Goodell. Roger Goodell. By the way, one week. Till the NFL draft?
Yusté Jokšytė, Lithuanian guard, the newest Valkyrie.
I was going to say, is that going to be the newest offensive lineman for the San Francisco 49ers? Is going to go player X? It would be so Shanahan real quick to just draft some player that was projected to be like in the second or third round and be like, what are we doing?
Possibly.
Another kicker.
They're going D-line. D-line 11th
overall.
Or they're going to trade back.
Ashton Gentry's falling and they're going to draft
absolutely not. If they draft Ashton Gentry, I will walk out of the station.
And then what? And
you never come back.
Never come back.
Walk into the fog.
He's going to go to Chipotle down the street.
I'm just going
to
jump in the bay and swim as far as I can.
You and Dan Devone both. The polar bears.
It's a beautiful day out there.
It is.
No, it's not. It's foggy. By the way, we just had Dave Fleming join us. Adam in San Jose, Alan SF. We'll get to you in a second. Biggest concern heading into the series against the Rockets is what for the Warriors? 888-957-9570. By the way, you can call or text in on the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. Dave Fleming would be shocked if the Rockets advanced.
They're going to beat the Rockets. The experience level of Curry and Butler and Draymond Green. Rockets are talented. Rockets are good. Rockets are athletic. Bad break, I think, for Houston to have the Warriors fall into that seventh slot. OKC would have been a whole different thing, I think, if they had to match up with them in that first round. I think the fact that they won that game the other night and avoided that matchup, I really feel strongly that the experience of the Warriors in a best of seven will prevail. After that, then, you know, I'll be less certain. But Rockets are really good. I just think this early in the playoffs, it's very hard for, I would be shocked if the Rockets aren't playing in the next round after this.
Wow, there you go. He'd be shocked.
I think he misspoke because he said he'd be shocked if they're not playing. Yeah, he'd be shocked if they were playing.
I just realized that at the end there, but we knew what he was saying. Yeah. But of course, he means he'd be shocked if the Rockets were playing in the next round. 888-957-9570. Let's go to the phones. Adam, San Jose, your biggest concern for the Warriors against the Rockets is what?
Good morning. My biggest concern is a little different than your guys's and other callers, but I'm concerned about whether or not they're going to be able to control their temper. From Ime Udoka to Dylan Brooks, Jalen Green, and even Fred VanVleet, they really know how to get under our skin, and I think that really showed in the last game. Udoka really pushes their guys to be able to annoy and get under our skin. Şengün is really good at doing that and getting Draymond in foul trouble, which causes Draymond to argue with the refs and get a technical. In general, anytime Draymond gets beat on a play by a younger player, it makes him crash out and pick up technical fouls and sometimes even get kicked out of the game. If he gets thrown out at any point in this series, I don't think we have a chance against Houston's size. So just really being able to control ourselves and play cool, calm, and collectively, and we should be able to take care of business.
All right, that's Adam in San Jose saying it all comes back to the mentals, Mark. You got to stay poised, stay composed. And I think, like Dave Fleming alluded to, they got the experience here. They've all been to finals. Like Jimmy Butler has been to two NBA finals, albeit one in the bubble, but still he's taken as the best player on the team, two teams to the NBA finals. These guys know what they're doing.
Yeah.
That was a regular season matchup. But again, Draymond in the postseason, we've seen it. Cooler heads don't prevail for him sometimes.
I hear Adam. I think generally where the Warriors get into trouble in moments like that is when a game is already going poorly. Like Memphis 2022, what was that? Game
one, I think.
Game one?
I think so.
Yeah. Where Warriors, no, they won game, although they still won that game.
I think they did.
But there was also the game where they got blown out, whether that was game five, I think.
Yeah, might have been, right.
And they're maybe like, it was in game two after the Warriors. And they were chanting, throw him out. And Draymond was like clapping along with the crowd about it. The Warriors were down by like 20 or 30 at that point. The game's over. Like, that is one thing. I think where the Warriors have the edge is in the close games, in the competitive games, just coming down to the wire. Warriors have the experience and they have the ability to like, all right, we know what to do here. We've been through this. We can do this again. That's when I think the Rockets get tight and maybe not necessarily like lose their composure and get somebody thrown out or suspended or something, but just shrivel up, make a mistake, a backbreaking mistake, commit a turnover, commit a stupid foul on a Steph three-pointer. He gets a four-point play. The momentum completely gone. Warriors use that to win a game. I think that is where the Warriors have the major edge. I'm not really that worried about Draymond losing his cool in a really, really, really important moment. I know that there have been moments of that in the past, but he's done a really good job of that this year.
Yes.
He really has.
That Rockets game, though.
They did get to him.
Yeah,
they did get to him.
Şengün specifically.
But I think in a playoff environment, it's different. And I think that's where the Warriors do have an edge. I would not be surprised if Draymond gets ejected from a game this series. I just think it would happen in Houston when the Warriors are down by 20 in a fourth quarter. Like, I'm not surprised if the Warriors lose a game in Houston by 20.
Yeah, they might. They might lose this game on Sunday by 20. I don't know.
And if they win game one, they're probably going to lose game two by like 20.
Yeah.
Like, honestly.
That's what happens with these older teams.
You get game one on the road, and then you're just like, all right, like we're still going to go for game two, but we don't need to win it like our backs are against the wall because you've taken home court back and you go back home 1-1. That has happened to the Warriors in the past. Like you get blown out in a game and you still win the series in six.
Correct. That happens.
One game is one game.
Absolutely. It happened in the Kings series at times. It happened in the Lakers series at times for both teams. So yes, absolutely. That is a fact. Don't overreact after one game. And Warriors fans know this. You've been down this road before. Like you guys are seasoned vets and all this. Steve Kerr's lost one Western Conference series in his career as a head coach. Again, I don't know as a player, but as a head coach, he's lost one Western Conference series as a coach in this Warriors team. And it's insane to think about all the people doubting him still. And I'm not doubting him. You're not doubting him. I know we had some callers not doubt. BPA was giving him his flowers. If Brian's giving you your flowers, you got to take them. Shout out Miley Cyrus. I should have, I could buy myself flowers. I was going to do Bruno Mars. I should have bought you flowers, but Miley Cyrus, I could buy my own flowers. There you go.
I wanted
you a Miley Cyrus fan?
Oh yeah, of course. Okay, I wanted the Warriors at Chase to play Bruno Mars, whatever that song is. Like,
I'll catch a grenade for you. There you go.
Whenever Ja made a bucket,
I'll throw a grenade for you. Is the Ja Morant version? Yeah, he didn't do that
I'll
at all, did he?
Catch a grenade for you.
You there? You were there. Did he throw a grenade at all?
No, he did not.
He didn't.
He have said apparently post game that he didn't want to do it because of quote all the eyes on him.
But all the other...
As if that's new. I don't know.
Well, this was a primetime one. Maybe not a lot of people are watching the Memphis Grizzlies basketball when it's not a primetime game, to his point. I was really hoping it
out in the play-in game versus Clay. Come on, John.
When Steph hit that second three-pointer to put them up with 55 seconds or a minute to go, whatever, minute 05, when he went to the corner and did like shimmies and like yelling at the crowd, I was hoping he'd toss a grenade out there. I know Steph is the family man. He wasn't going to do it, but damn it, I really wanted him to. I would have loved it. Go full heel. Why not? Go full heel.
He's leaning into that, Steph. He's leaning into being the villain. I love it.
Good. He should.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com. Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Hey, everyone. Quick shout-out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high-quality meats, or just a quick, healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.